When you're using taxanes, can you talk a little bit about sort of what you look for when you see a patient in terms of signs and symptoms related to neurotoxicity and how you react based on what you see?
I think the neurotoxicity is really the major concern, particularly when you're giving weekly therapy, and you need to be very cognizant of it. I ask patients about it. Our nurses, we have questionnaires that we have patients self-administer that try to get at neurotoxicity, because the key is to really dose reduce early, to hold doses if neurotoxicity is becoming an issue. Once the neurotoxicity is really firmly established, it can be very debilitating for patients. It can be a painful neuropathy, or it can just be a neuropathy that affects activities of daily life.
At what point do you generally stop a taxane because of neurotoxicity?
I am likely to add drugs to manage the neurotoxicity if the patient is responding and I feel that we need to continue with therapy. So I don't necessarily stop because of neurotoxicity, but I tend to manage it. So agents such as Neurontin, sending them to one of our neurologists for other management ideas. There are patients, however, who have had an excellent response where I will stop the taxane and continue maybe with their other chemotherapeutic agent. Or put them on, if they're on Herceptin and a taxane, leave them on single agent Herceptin.
It's interesting that you mentioned Neurontin. Do you think it works?
I do think that it works. I think it works in two situations. I think it works for the neuropathy, and I also think it works somewhat for the vasomotor symptoms that women have with hormones or as part of menopause. So I use Neurontin in both of those capacities, but the key to Neurontin is that it can't be started at 300 milligrams three times a day. You really need to escalate the dose to that point, or women find too much lethargy and too much somnolence.